strange. I sort of sat down, queued up the first record of the next programme, and he wanted to say goodbye because he forgot to, and I thought he was going to lean over my shoulder and do it. And he said, no, I find it easier in position. Live from the North Sea on 319 metres, 963 kHz, this is Europe's first and only album station.
Radio Caroline.
Where the time is exactly 1 minute past 8 o'clock, and that's time for a look at the 319 area weather, if I can make head or tail of it. Tonight, a mixture of cloud and showers with fresh westerly winds, and it'll be cool for the time of year. Tomorrow, a mixture of rain and sunny intervals, and again, cooler than normal. And on a moderate North Sea, it's very cold. Well, that's what it says here anyway. It doesn't say very, though. And it's not very nice anyway. It's getting better, though. And the temperature at the moment is 14 degrees. Can Caroline sell for you? If you feel that your product or services could benefit from the exposure to the largest nighttime radio audience in Western Europe, then the answer is yes. Caroline can sell for you. For full details, write to our sales office. Caroline Sales, A321, Rosas, Girona, in Spain.
Thank you. Tonight, written today by Tom Anderson. Home Sweet Home. It's the second one for me sitting out here on the North Sea. Our ship is old, but we love her too much to ever think of going up. We're happy on board, one close family, all working together, total energy. Tonight it's a Sunday, and twixt 8 and 10, please link your minds with us. See what happens when there's your love and ours to share all around. You have to work well. The idea is so sound. The sea is grey, the sky overcast, but stay with us, please, share our broadcast. We're talking about love and life and you and of living LA and of helping Greenpeace too. All sorts of ideas enter our heads. It's totally spontaneous, as is that which I said, to help wind you down before Monday comes around. It's good music too, so listen to the sound. Loving energy is with us. It's with us every day. Let's put our heads together and talk about L.A.
Nicolette Larson doing the backing vocals on it. It's 13 minutes past 8 on this Sunday evening from Caroline. It's a mellow music Sunday, as you may well have heard us say. We're also going to have everybody in the studio from time to time. I'm sitting here at the moment, but it's not my program, okay? I asked Tony to read that poem, because he can read them with a lot more feeling than I can. I can put it together, put it down on paper. I know what I want it to sound like, but it's very difficult for me to actually read it with enough feeling. Before that, Barclay James Harvest from Live Tapes and Him. This is Steve Hillage from Motivation Radio and Radio.
Through the layers of static in your brain, you are concerned about the environment in which we live. Their campaigns over the years have helped to make all of us aware that we can have a cleaner, healthier world. Friends of the Earth are always grateful for more help. If you care about our planet and the way we treat her, you can get more information from Friends of the Earth, 9 Poland Street, London, W1. Or you can telephone them on 01-434-1684.
Have you ever sat down and thought about love? Where does it come from? Somewhere up above? It comes from us and us alone. And we can give it at work and at home. With loving awareness, we need to try to live life without any hatred, yet still to get by. Some scorn the idea and say, what about the strife? But try it today. Put LA in your life.
Thank you.
the microphone switch or the red light that comes on in the studio, and everyone stops and goes, ah, shh, shh, don't make any noise. And I just said, make as much noise as you like. And it's... Thank you, Tony. Well done. Mark was also in the studio. They'll be joining us very shortly because we're just getting a second microphone together, because then we can have a good talk. Moody Blues from In Search of a Lost Chord and Legend of the Mind. And before that, hang on. Steve Hillage from Motivation Radio and a song just called Radio.
£3.99 will bring you 8 of Led Zeppelin's greatest hits on 4 singles, including Whole Lot of Love, Immigrant Song, Rock and Roll, and Trampled Underfoot. For your Led Zeppelin singles, send a check or postal order for £3.99 to Led Zeppelin Offer, BCM Box 1962, London, WC1. The Bermuda Triangle is the new album from Japan's Iseo Tomita. Tomita's Bermuda Triangle. Pressed in Bermuda coral vinyl, and yours for £5.49. For your copy of Tomita's Bermuda Triangle, send a check or postal order for £5.49 to BCM Box 1962, London, WC1.
Would you believe that, amongst other things, we now have a mattress in the studio?
Trying in always and letting in between.
Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band from Blue Jeans and Moonbeams, the title track. We call it Blue Jeans, Moonbeams, and the Thoughts in Your Head. We've got everyone in the studio now except for... Who's not here? Paul
Martin
DeWitt.
Fisher.
Martin Fisher. And
Paul DeWitt.
And Miss Hudson. She's not here either, is she? Right, okay. Blue Jeans, Moonbeams, Thoughts in Your Head. What's in your head, Mark?
What's in my head? I don't know. I just feel very happy and very relaxed at the moment.
Great.
I do.
Tony, you're here?
Oh, I'm doing the civil service number, because I'm shuffling away here with all these bits of paper that I have.
You're not renowned for that, are you?
I'm not renowned for it, no, but these bits of paper are quite important. I have some bits of paper from the Friends of the Earth, and I have some bits of paper from Youth Environmental Action, which is a group, which maybe we can talk about later, and the Centre for Alternative Technology, which is in Powys in Wales, at a place called Machynlleth.
So, okay, what are they into?
Well, they're into all sorts of good things. Energy from sun, wind and water, vegetable growing. They've got a blacksmith, they've got a small holding. It's a whole little village at Machynlleth, which is on the coast of Wales, but halfway up in Powys. And it's open, actually. If you're going to be up in Wales at some point, you can go see them, because they're open to visitors from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. It'll cost you 60p to get in. Children, old expenses of the students is 30 pence, and there's a free car park. They do all sorts of goodies. Let's have a look. It's open every day of the week from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m, February until November. Okay, they've got a solar heated exhibition hall. It's a 1,000 square foot solar roof and 20,000 gallons interseasonal heat store. There's books and information, there's a lot of solar connectors, they've got windmills and aerogenerators, a conservation house, a little electric truck, which is great fun.
Aerogenerators sound like fun, don't
they? Aerogenerators, well, yeah, they're like windmills, only I think they're sort of, they've got a different type of shape.
Perhaps we can put one on our Mars.
Maybe. Mm. There's a blacksmith's forge, so if any of you fancy being butch with an anvil. There's a big water turbine, which gives them electricity. There's organic vegetable growing, which is rather nice. And they've also got fish culture, which is quite good. They do carp, which are gorgeous fish to eat. And there's, of course, a small holding. There's 2 acres, and they've got cows and goats, pigs, ducks, rabbits. And, of course, with all those animals around, they've got a lot of methane as well. They use the gas from
that.
Yeah, we could have it all out here. So it's in Machynlleth, which is Machynlleth, in Powys in Wales. Maybe you could write to them. Centre for Alternative Technology, Machynlleth, Powys.
You really love saying that, don't you?
I love saying it. There's another place in Wales I can say, I think,
That does sound right. It's in
Anglesey. So that's that one. And I've got all bits and pieces about UNICEF. We'll get into that later.
And Greenpeace and all other things.
Yeah. Some more music.
Jeremy Chartham is sitting in the corner. I can't see him.
Hello.
Come round here. Come and sit on the mattress with Mark and Tony. Come on. Everyone else is behind me. If you've ever seen a photograph of our studio, our downstairs studio, you'll know that we face a wall with lots of things on it. But any chairs extra that we put in the studio have to be behind whoever is sitting in front of the microphone. So I'm sort of sitting sideways, and Jeremy's hiding behind all the cartridges and everything, so come round here.
No, I'm all right.
There's loads of room.
He's quite happy behind Busby's shelf. I think he's a bit nervous sitting on the same mattress as Mark and myself.
That's
why I suggested he came and did it. Okay, let's play a bit of music. We'll work out what we're going to talk about first, and you can read the other verse of the poem that you forgot to read.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
So we'll go into that in a minute. This is Mr. Fantasy from Traffic.
Oh,
Before we do anything else, I've got to play some of these.
More music.
More music. More music, East Anglia's largest suppliers of musical instruments and amplification equipment. More music offers large cash discounts, no deposit HP terms. More music opens 7 days a week at 2 Churchwall, Colchester, 33 Upper Orwell Street, Ipswich, and 124 Springfield Road, Chelmsford. For the largest choice in musical instruments and amplification, shop where all the top groups and DJs shop.
More music.
The Lafayette is Planet's liveliest discotheque club. Open 6 nights a week with music, food and bars, a good time is guaranteed for all. So for a great night out, try the Lafayette Club at Birchington near Margate.
Each Sunday, as part of the summer weekend on Radio Caroline, an evening of gentle music for a mellow lifestyle, to cool you out before the rigors of another work week. Mellow music, every Sunday evening, here on Radio Caroline.
Must apologise for any strange buzzes that are coming through. We've just rigged up a second microphone in the studio, and it's sort of on a makeshift lead. And
it's a botch, as usual.
It's a botch. Who did it all together?
Jeremy
Charton.
Thank you, mate.
Come on, we're expecting your sound effect after that.
What the...
I thought we'd talk about the whales. We've been talking about the whales on the radio for like months now, and I suppose there are a lot of people who listen to the station and they hear us talking about Greenpeace and they hear us talking about the decimation of the whales across the planet. Now, I suppose it's to many people an emotional thing not to kill the animals, but I think there's a much more important reason for not killing the whales.
Come in, Rob.
The whales are... I open that door for him.
He's got a cup of char.
The whales are actually a part of the food chain, okay? So if you kill off one part of the food chain in the sea, it probably will have a devastating effect on the rest of marine life. Now, just to give you an example of the type of numbers we're talking about, the estimated original population of, say, the right whale was about 120,000. And the estimated current population is about 4%, right? Or rather 4,000, just 3%. Of the blue whale, from 195,000 to 6,000. Of the bowhead whale, from 50,000 to 3,000, from the humpback 105,000 down to 6,000 whales. Now, the International Whaling Commission is meeting in London on July the 9th for the 31st time, and they are going to be deciding how many whales are to be killed in the coming year. Now, again, back to the emotional thing, a lot of people will probably say, you know, you shouldn't kill any whales because you shouldn't kill animals. I suppose each person has their own ideas on that. There is the possibility that with the right conservation and the right methods internationally, that we can use whale product. There's no reason why we can't if we conserve. Now, the Friends of the Earth and Greenpeace have a whole list of things they want done. A ban on all whale products, including sperm whale oil, a 10-year moratorium on killing whales, and independent scientific observers to be allowed on whaling ships, right? At this moment, before I forget, I'd like to say to Thames Television and all the people at Thames, bloody well done for the Public Eye programme on Tuesday, or Thursday, was it? Absolutely magnificent.
Do it again.
Keep doing it.
I missed
stuff,
it.
Right? Now, in relation to what's happening before the International Whaling Commission conference, which starts, as I say, on the 9th of July, Friends of the Earth and Greenpeace obviously want to try and lobby the Commission as much as possible, but to do that they need funds. So, at the beginning of this month they did the sponsored walk, or was it last month, rather, maybe 22nd, they did the sponsored jog. On June the 7th, they've got July the 7th, I'm getting it all totally screwed up here.
For the diary.
No, I've got it in front of me. July the 7th, they're having a sponsored walk from Hampstead Heath to the South Bank in London. Right, so if any of you feel that you'd like to do a little bit of a sponsored walk, and get in touch with Greenpeace, they're at Colombo Street, London FD1. You can phone them on 633-0929. That's 633-0929. Okay? And then on the 8th of July, which is a Sunday afternoon, 8th of July, in Trafalgar Square, a whale rally, which you should all go to, and there'll be no excuse for you not to be there, unless, of course, you have non-violent direct action in the north of July. By the time we're speaking now, in fact, they should be harassing all the whaling vessels, hopefully. They should be there having a go. And your support is needed. Greenpeace is at Colombo Street, London, FE1, 8DP. Number again is 01633-0929. Now, I don't know whether you're aware of what whale stuff is used for, but...
Tony, can I just jump in a minute?
Yeah.
If anyone hasn't seen the Rainbow Warrior, and I don't know where you can normally see it, do you?
It moves.
It moves about all over the place. I saw it when I was on shore, and it really is a really gorgeous-looking ship. She's painted green. She also has these rainbow stripes, sort of almost diagonally down the side. Mm. Greenpeace right along the side in huge letters, bigger than we've got Caroline written on ours. And also a big white dove on it. And I meant to get some photographs, but unfortunately I'd used up all the film. So if anyone has any, or would like to send us a photograph, pop it in the post, because we'd like to put one on the wall. Okay?
Okay. Avoid the following products. They do or probably do contain whale oil. Clark's Shoes, Coty Cosmetics, Cuticura Laboratories stuff, particularly Rose Laird brand Callista Moisturizer, Queen Cosmetics, Yves Rocher Cosmetics, F.W. Woolworth's Gloves, Alberto Culver Shampoos, Boots Company use it all the time, Reckitt's Toiletries, Revlon, Helen Rubinstein, there's Goya, Gillette use it, Yvette Chew and Yvette Brand Cosmetics, Deb Chemicals, including, gentlemen, Swarovski, which we use.
I saw that was one that didn't.
There's Swarovski on it. Duckham's Oils, Deb Chemicals, Total Oil, there's a whole bunch of them, Letraset, Kiwi Shoe Polishes, Johnson's Wax, Jade's Household Product, including Airwick, Izal Disinfectants and Cleaners, the list is endless. If you'd like to find out exactly, you can get that list from Friends of the Earth, 9 Poland Street, London. Shall we play some more music in a moment, Mr. Anderson?
Shall we, yes.
Do you think we ought to do that?
Okay, a little while ago, I think it must be, 2 months now nearly, there was a programme on Anglia TV, which was
about Anglia.
About Anglia, right. And part of it was about a band who based themselves in Suffolk. That was a good imitation, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And James Lascelles and friends call themselves Iona. Now, James Lascelles is somewhat indirectly related to Our Majesty the Queen.
Right.
Or Her Majesty the Queen.
Right.
And they have an album out called Cuckoo. Now, on this program about Anglia, they, the interviewer, whoever she was, I can't remember. Who was she?
I can't remember.
Anyway, she tried to put lots of words into their mouths that they didn't want to say, and they just shrugged it all off because they're into playing good music, living on their farm, doing their own thing, and just generally having a good time. So, listen to this one. It's from the Iona album, which is called Cuckoo.
I haven't got a joint. I never smoked any of that joint yet. Because I was rapping.
That's
old going.
Yeah.
You know, Tony?
I really don't know, actually.
Anyway, they're called Iona. They live in Suffolk somewhere, and the album's called Cuckoo. It's really nice. It's called Suffolk Comfort, as opposed to the southern variety.
Oh, Star Michael Gabriel!
Whether you're running a theater or club or with a touring band, Pulsar lighting equipment gives you all the power and effects you need. Pulsar control desks, modulators, plate units, and dimmer packs are just part of the range of products which combine to create a lighting system flexible enough to suit your varying requirements. So for more information, contact your Pulsar dealer and get into Pulsar Light.
Get into Pulsar Light!
Cook Sanders will acknowledge he's Anglia's largest stock of room and disco equipment. With drums, amplification, instruments, effects pedals, disco decks, lights or just spares and accessories, it's got to be Cook. Three showrooms to choose from. Cook Sand Instruments in Benedict Street, Norwich. Call in or ring Norwich 23563. That's Norwich 23563.
Kent. And on Friday, June the 29th, the Caroline Roadshow returns to the Southend United Football Club, Southend in Essex. To wind up the month, on Saturday, June the 30th, the Caroline Roadshow will be in Dunstable, together with Canned Rock, live on stage at the Queensway Hall, Vernon Place, Dunstable in Bedfordshire. DJs appearing at the Caroline Roadshow are Rob Eden, Robbie Day, and Harvey the Rabbit. Doors open at 8 p.m. and admission to all Caroline Roadshows is only £1.50. Listen for more news from the Caroline Roadshow every hour on the hour.
Can't have a mellow Sunday playing things like that, can you? Broadcasting live from the North Sea on 319 metres, this is Europe's first and only album station, Radio Caroline, where the time is 4.5 minutes past nine. Not that that's particularly important. It's time for a look at the weather, and it says, I'm going to read it exactly what it says on the bit of paper. Your Martin Fisher multicoloured meteorological, if you can get your mouth around it, prediction. Tonight, a mixture of cloud and showers with fresh westerly winds, cool for the time of year. And the outlook for tomorrow, a mixture of rain and sunny intervals, again cooler than normal. And on a moderately naff North Sea, it's bleeding cold, enough to freeze the drive belts off your spot masters, which is why the it things don't work. I wonder who wrote that.
Well, there's a feeling kind of cool. Dreadless delight, I got this dragging and moon. Yes, and I want to fight. Now I want my reward. In heaven tonight, just like the promise.
really, really excellent follow-up album called Communique, and that one's called Angel of Mercy. We did a swap with the Dutch service, actually, because they had this rather nice French copy of it, which has got a black label, and it's just got a like a silver silhouetted Dire Straits logo on it. And it really looks rather nice, not your common Vertigo label like what we had. And they've got it now anyway, so I can play that one to death. Okay, cue spot four.
Oh, isn't it?
It's you, yeah.
You've got my mic turned down, haven't you?
Yes.
Turn it up.
Turn it down. Two microphones, it's really luxury today.
Yeah, I know. Well, you keep having it on the wrong time.
That last song was called Angel of Mercy, by the way.
I said that.
Yeah, all right. Well, I thought I'd rub it in. Listen to these amazing new LP offers.
Is that good enough?
Is that a good sell?
Too loud.
All right, right. Elvis Costello's Armed Forces.
Yeah, the American copy. You see, so you also get what's so funny about Peace, Love and Understanding. It cost you just £4.99. Black Sabbath, I feel like one of those fellas in Petticoat Lane on a Sunday morning. Black Sabbath's greatest hits, £2.99. Tamita's Planets album, never before available in the United Kingdom, £5.49 only. Cheap Trick's first album, £4.99. The Fat Chain Puller, I believe it or not, by Captain Beefheart's new LP, not on release yet in Britain, £5.49. Double album, The Radio Caroline Story, narrated by ex-Radio Caroline disc jockey Tony Allen, £5.99. Barry Manilow's double greatest hits album, Nine Pines. Ian Dury's new boots and panties, including Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll. I nearly stumbled over that. £3.99. The Beach Boys, 20 greatest hits, £2.49. Prices include postage and packing. Just send your cheque postal order. Tell us which album you want. The address is BCM Box 1962, London, WD1.
I'm getting quite good at coughing on the air, actually. It's a habit you get out of, and then as soon as you've got two microphones on, you get back into it again. You notice that?
I never bother anyone.
I know, you just cough all the time, don't you, anyway. Tony, would you like to read the other verse of that, it's over here, it's underneath Poet's Corner.
It's underneath Poet's Corner. I don't think it is. I've moved everything around.
I think it is somewhere.
There it is. Right.
If you weren't listening at the beginning of the programme, it doesn't follow at all, but if you were, it does. Over to you.
This poem I've written comes from my head. We've all got ideas. Let's hear what you said. It doesn't take long. Just stay with us and think. Soon your mind, too, will flow over the brink. And that which flows over, please put down in words. Pass it to friends. They'll know what you've heard. The most positive energy you can generate will help teach the world it's better to love than to hate. Just as here on our ship, with Love Radio for you, loving awareness will help you realize that, too.
The poem for the day, or part of it, a third part of it anyway, which I just thought might be nice to have for this evening because it's sort of just something different. Martin, you're sat over there in the corner. Do you want to say anything, or are you just quite happy to sit there?
Knackered after dawn, stop thirsty, that's what it is.
He's knackered after dawn, or...?
After dawn, stop thirsty. I heard him at the end of the programme, he said, Dawn, I really enjoyed playing your music tonight. I thought he was going to play Andy Williams next.
Nice one. Okay, right. I think we'll play another record anyway. This is Cat Stevens from T for the Tiller Man, Father and Son.
How can I try to explain when I do? take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want me to marry, look at me. I am old, but I'm happy.
across the whole studio. So we'll talk about turning the right fader down, turning the other one back up again. Do you want your microphone on? Because it's not on. Okay, actually, before we say anything, no, I better say who we've probably heard. Cat Stevens from Teeth of the Tillerman was the first one, father and son. And Tony's choice, Barbara Streisand from Streisand Superman. And love comes in the most expected places. That's right, isn't it? I haven't got the cover.
From unexpected places.
From the most unexpected places. Right, okay. Got to play a couple more of these.
As featured on the Caroline Root Show Discotheque Tour of 1979, Lighting Effects by Light Sound Studios. Our range includes strobes, projectors, mirror balls, sound-alike units, sequences, and all effects in lighting. We specialize in catering from the smallest mobile disco to the largest roadshow or the most exclusive nightclub. Light Sound Studios at 61 South Parade, Department 7, London West 4. Call Brian on 01-994-7220.
Standing in the rain, Mr. Blue Sky, Bridges the Night, and Wild West Hero. Just four of the tracks from the Electric Light Orchestra's double album, Out of the Blue. And it's now yours for just £3.99. For your copy of ELO's Out of the Blue, send a check or postal order for £3.99 to ELO Offer, BCM Box 1962, London WC1.
Splendid job. Your microphone's now back on yet again.
Yeah, there's a lovely verse in that last song. If you've never investigated Barbara Streisand, do, because she's magnificent. The last verse of that song says, love comes from the most unexpected places. Alone again, I search a street of unrelated faces where strangers look the other way. They're so afraid my smile might say, come in and take the love that you can find. And if love takes you in, take all the love that you can find. Hope love comes again. Which really explains the whole defensive awareness thing. Because that's basically what it's about. Like, you're down on a street of strangers, you know, and you might have this beautiful smile coming out of you. And they look so afraid, you know, that your smile might say, come in and take all the love you can find. It's the whole defensive trip that we're into on the planet, you know, and that's where the loving awareness can help. Because by working on the habit of love, by working on the habit of an awareness of love and doing it all the time, you find that you lose that embarrassment. And that all goes straight out the window.
That's true, very true. Because when I was working at the station, first of all, when I had a 2-year break, I used to be sort of under the table about it. I accepted the idea of it, but I couldn't stand up and talk to anybody about it, you know. It's really strange.
But did you find that suddenly changed?
No, over a period of a couple of years, and thought about it. Maybe it was because, like, I wasn't sitting there with the idea staring me in the face on loads and loads of cartridges, and it's easy to play them and just let them do the talking. But I can actually stand here or sit here and talk about it now. It doesn't worry me. I can talk about it to anybody. I mean, when I was on tour last time, a lot of people said, well, you know, what's it all about? And before I'd just say, oh, well, you listen, you know, and you see what it's all about. It tells you everything, which is rubbish, because it doesn't really tell you everything. And I can actually sit down and explain what I think it's all about.
Papa Jacob was in the studio as well. Did you find the same trip? Same thing. Do you find it less embarrassing to talk about now than it was before?
I never found it embarrassing. I couldn't find the right words to, you know, to say what I felt about it.
No, embarrassment is an English thing.
Very
English.
You think so?
Embarrassment is English. It is definitely. And
no.
Being English, as I am.
You are.
I think so.
I know that's quite true, actually. I must admit.
You go on the continent, you go to France, for example, or Spain. You meet someone a couple of times, and you very, very quickly become friends, whereas in England people are very, very reserved. Yeah, they get embarrassed easily. They won't... If you go up and hug someone to say hello, kind of embrace them rather than shake their hand, they sort of look at you and say, you better watch in sort of thing, you know?
Oh, I know, that freaks them, yeah.
Yeah, it's totally freaks them. They're embarrassed by it. They can't accept it. But you do that in France, you do that in Spain, and it's not the same. I don't know about Holland. How do you shake hands or what? I think I've only ever been to the airport in Holland. Schiphol Airport, yeah.
I think basically the Dutch are very much like the English in the way they feel, think about love things. Now you compare English to French. I think the same comparison goes for the Dutch and French.
Yeah. But you didn't find it embarrassing ever?
What?
Loving awareness, talking about it.
No, I think it was difficult for me to talk about it while I had to think about it. Now loving awareness to me is a habit. Mm. And I can talk about it very easily.
That's probably what it is. Once you get into the habit, it's easier to talk about.
Yeah, right.
Well, that, of course, is the whole thing that we've said before. I've said I'm called on the shit, Mr. Press Up, because I'm always talking about, you know, the idea that you can compare the habit of love with press ups, whereas you go into a gymnasium the first time and you do it maybe six times, you can do press ups, right? And then you're shagged out, right, after a long press. But if you do it every day, then very soon you're doing like 40 and 50 and 60 press-ups all in one go. We did it one night on the ship, actually, not long ago. Very funny when you were off. You were off, actually. It was very funny. It
I think
really
you've done
was.
Two or something. No, I'm not playing. I've done more than that.
It was a goodie, you know, just to demonstrate the thing. I think that actually showed a lot of people on the ship where it was coming from. And it is only this habit. You wake up every morning. And if you want to remember, listen, I found a good way to remember it. Write it on a bit of paper, right?
Yeah.
And stick it on the wall next to your bed. Just stick love in awareness, nothing else. And when you wake up in the morning, you'll see it. And immediately your head will click into it, right? It may not last all day, but it doesn't matter. Like, you've got that buzz straight away in the morning, first thing. Okay? And it's such a good one to wake up and see that staring in your face. It yeah. really is. It puts you on total up at the start of the day, right?
I think maybe that was... Well, not half of my problem, as it were, but half the reason I couldn't get into it that easily because it does take time. You know, you expect it to happen overnight, straight there, because you're surrounded by people who are into it, already in the idea, and are living it. And if you are with them all the time, you think, it should happen to me, just like that, but it doesn't. You've got to keep plugging away at it, the idea, and then suddenly it all falls into place.
Well, I mean, at the moment, there is nobody on the planet, nobody who is totally...
No, I mean, nobody's totally into it,
right?
But
right.
You get to a certain level when you can accept it, when you actually feel that there is something there worthwhile.
The more you try it, the easier it becomes.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Thank you, Rob.
Yeah.
That's your first words this evening, isn't it, I think?
Good one,
yeah.
Mr. Hudson. Good one.
Well,
good one. Should we take
some more music?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about your hospital?
Well, I talk about the hospital afterwards.
Okay, play some more music. Clink, clonk, turn the turntable on. Jackson Browne from Running on Empty.